Are you ready to win? You're tuned in with Star, Pastor Dab, and Gabe for an hour packed with encouragement, strategies, and resources for families with children with special needs. You're not alone on this journey. Stay tuned because you're ready to win.
Ready to win. All right, you guys. Welcome back to another week's show of Ready to Win. This is Star, and we are so excited. We have Pastor Dab on the line with us today and a very, very, very special guest live right here in the studio. Welcome, Miss Carrie Ann Lawrence.
Hey. Hello, hello, everyone. How you guys doing? I am so excited to be here. Thank you so much, Star, for this opportunity.
Awesome. And thank you so much for saying yes, yes, yes. So we are so excited to have you here. I am so thankful that our paths crossed and that we got to see each other the other day. I have been hearing all the buzz about your new book, so I can't wait for you to share your story with everybody out there. But before we hear a little bit about your story, we always start our show off with some inspiration from our favorite pastor, Pastor Dab. Mommy, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear. You sound amazing, amazing. And thank you so much, you guys. Mommy's at home with Gabe, watching him, and waiting for the air conditioner man to come fix our AC. So we are in two different places, but guess what? You just have to be creative. And and that's what we are. We're very creative and so thankful to the Lord that we can be able to multitask and get the job done. So we're still going to hear from our favorite pastor, Pastor Dab, and I want you to go ahead and take it away.
All right. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. It's such a great opportunity to just be here one more day. And I just tell God, thank you. And I know I was just thinking today, and as I was having my quiet time today, the Holy Spirit was just revealing to me that it's the game of the word invest, investing. And so I thought about that, and I said, like I thought to myself, well, it's time to start investing in ourselves, keeping our temples clean. You know how we invest money for wealth? Well, we must also invest money for our health. And without good health, it's hard to utilize the wealth. So I just was thinking about that today, about investing, you know? And don't you know that God made an investment in us? And God believes in us. And
yes,
so today I'm going to read to you from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 through 20. And it reads, "Do you not know that your bodies is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body." Amen. And we just thank God that he has given us the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding on what we need to do with these vessels, because they're not ours. We have to keep them and treat them right. And it all starts with us renewing our minds. And we have to renew our minds if we are expecting a change. So take it away. Let's work on making a change in our lives so that we can be healthy temples for the Lord. Amen?
Amen, Mommy. That's
all right. I love you guys.
We love you, too. And it's such a good word that you are giving. You know, without our health, we have nothing. And so I know you stand on 3 John 2 above all things.
Yes.
He wants us to be in good health and prosper, even as our souls prosper. And, you know, that's so key. It's so critical. Is to really, really be in good health. And I'm just so excited that I know we've been working on our health and talking about it, but now we're actually getting really serious about it and taking it to that next level. And just so thankful that we ran into Carrie Ann, who's going to be able to assist us and you know, crossing the finish line with that and helping us along the journey. So Carrie Ann, oh my goodness. We are so thankful to have you on today. We go way back. way back. And Mommy, you're going to stay on there because I know you got some. Just stay on there.
I'll mute myself.
Okay, but come on and ask some questions and stuff, and we'll you know be able to interact like that. But Carrie Ann, we go way back, honey.
Back.
All the way back to our Mary Kay days.
Yes.
That's one of the things I love so much about Mary Kay is that it really connected us to a bunch of wonderful people that are driven and motivated and have dreams and goals souls in their heart. And but we hadn't seen you for about 8 years.
Yes.
And in the last 8 years, I know we've been through multiple changes. Mm-hmm. And I know that you've been through multiple changes as well.
Boy.
God has done
yes,
some great
yes,
things
yes.
in your life since the last time I saw you. So mm-hmm. won't you tell us a little bit of who you are and how you got started on your health journey?
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Star. First of all, I want to thank you so much for this opportunity to be here with you on this Saturday afternoon to share my new book, Empowered Eating for a Healthy Lifestyle, and share all the things that I've learned so much over the past few years. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit about me. My name is Carrie Ann Lawrence. I am the founder and CEO of Just Green Living, LLC. As a health and wellness company in which I help women, especially with chronic conditions, bring balance to their mind, body, spirit, and soul using natural solutions to create a healthy lifestyle.
Wow.
One of the things that I have learned over the past several years is that it is important to incorporate all things natural when we're trying to get healthy. It's not about one thing. It's not about just eating. It's not about just working out. It's a combination of things. And once you bring everything in balance, because the emotional side, the physical side, the mental side, all spiritual side, all need to be in balance. Mm-hmm. When you bring that in balance, it gets easier. So how did I get started on this? About 4 years ago on July 29th, 2014, about an hour before I closed on my new home, I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer.
Wow.
So my world shook. One of the things that I always said is like, oh my goodness, if I had known prior, more than just an hour before closing, would I have still closed up my house?
Yeah.
But I made it through. I went and I closed up my home, and then I had to start thinking, what do I need to do next? My doctor, I had the most amazing physician. He had everything prepared for me. So when I got there to the appointment, he went over, and then he already had my follow-up with my surgeon for the next day already scheduled. So he made it very easy because he provided me with the education. He gave me the next steps, and then he created a situation where I can always call, talk, open communication, ask questions so that I can know what I need to do to get to the next steps. So that was the beginning of my journey. I had surgery. After surgery, one of the things that I thought, I have to take medication because I no longer had a thyroid. I thought once I took medication, everything would be great. It was absolutely not. I struggled with all kinds of health issues. My blood pressure was out of control. In the 200s, over 100, it was literally out of control. I was on several medications, and still it wasn't controlled. At the end of the day, I had 4-plus pitting edema. I was out of breath. I had no energy. I walked around in a constant fog, and I thought, my gosh, did I really? I questioned every day. I was like, did I have a stroke? Because that's one of the things I kept worrying about. I said, the way sometimes I wanted to get words out, I was thinking things, but I couldn't get the words out. It was so frustrating because I am so used to having my memory that everything just flows, and I found myself being forgetful. So all these things played a role after surgery. I also worked two jobs, so I was continuously working, and I am a mom of two beautiful boys. I'm a single mom of two boys, so I also had that. So, and it's so it's everything.
I was bombarded with life all at once. Now, let me ask you, how old were you when you got diagnosed with the thyroid cancer?
How old am I now? So I was 42.
Wow.
So that's how old I was when I was diagnosed. And it's one of those things that I go back to that and I keep saying, oh my gosh, again, how did I even get diagnosed with thyroid cancer? You have to know your body. Listen to your body because your body, what I always say, it whispers to you. And little things, those whispers becomes louder and louder and louder. With me, I gained weight over the years. So I gained a lot of weight. My hair started thinning. I had no energy. So all these things I had prior to, I would go to my doctor. My doctor was like, yeah, we do all our tests. My test levels were normal. My thyroid test were all within range of normal, but sometimes they're high normal, sometimes they're low normal, but they were still within the normal range. And one day he said, well, we're going to do an ultrasound just in case, because there's got to be something going on, because everything else turned out okay. We did the ultrasound, well, I eventually did the ultrasound, because at first I didn't do it, and then I thought, yeah, we nurses, I'm also a registered nurse, so, you know, we are like, oh gosh, we're sometimes our worst
patients.
Yeah. So I didn't do it the first 3 months, and then after I went back to see, like, where is my ultrasound? Okay, so I went and I did the ultrasound. When I did the ultrasound, oh my goodness, I found out that I needed a biopsy. So that was the part when I said, my goodness, life is going to change after doing the biopsies, because the radiologist did four passes. I normally, you normally do four passes when you're doing your sampling, and he asked for an extra two. So I was sitting on the table thinking, oh no, this does not sound good.
Wow.
So in the back of my head, I was already like worried about something, but I did what I always do. I compartmentalized. I just put it in that folder. I filed it, and then I continued with life.
Wow.
I continued with life. So, it came to the point where the night before I was supposed to close on my house, my doctor's office called, and it was after hours, and I'm thinking, why are we calling at this time?
Oh, wow.
They wanted me to come in the next day, and I was like, no, I'm so sorry. I can't come. I have an appointment. I'm going to close on my
house. I'm closing on my house. I can't come to the doctor.
I'm sorry. We can make that next week. And the young lady was like, oh, no, you have to come tomorrow, right?
Wow.
So we I was prioritizing.
Wow.
So because deep down inside, I already knew something was going to be, my life was going to change. And I did not really want to face that until afterwards. But I ended up going to, so I was diagnosed about an hour and a half or so prior to closing on my home. That was a change.
Wow.
So, so after surgery, like I said, I thought I would get better, but I didn't. And that's what prompted me to start making changes. I gained weight up to about 240 pounds. I kept gaining weight.
Wow.
I mean, I did exercise. I worked out. I do Zumba. And I had difficulty going up the stairs. I was like, why am I short of breath going up the stairs? And people always say, oh, you don't look like you weigh so much. But I felt horrible. And my lab results were getting out of hand as well. I was becoming pre-diabetic. My hemoglobin A1C, which is my average blood sugar over 3 months, kept going up. And I was like, oh my gosh, nothing I did was working. So I had to make changes.
Wow.
And that's how I really got started honing in on listening to my body, because those whispers, they came to a head when I had thyroid surgery, but they didn't go away. There were things that I had to do to get to the next level.
Wow. And, you know, that's something amazing that you said, your body kept on whispering to you, and you had to listen to it. And I think a lot of times people feel like, you know, after they have the surgery, like everything's going to be okay. You know, and I kind of can relate to that with Gabriel, you know, because we've had so many different procedures and surgeries, and you feel like after we just get this one thing done, we're going to have this, everything's going to go be perfect again, you know, everything. And it's like, it's not. Things still continue to happen. Life still continues to happen. And so you have to kind of keep readjusting and retweaking until you find what's going to work for you.
Absolutely. And that is exactly what I had to do, because I tried a lot of things. I tried eating healthy. But that's relative, right?
Yeah.
What's eating healthy to me may not be eating healthy to someone else. I was eating healthy and working out, but I was also going to get me my gelato ice cream every night. And it wasn't just one. Sometimes I had a pint. Didn't just have one pint. Sometimes I had 2 pints. But, oh, I do good because I'm working out. And I'm doing everything else supposed to be right? So it is about you really listening to your body, because I did that enough times to when I realized, oh my gosh, if I didn't do something, something was going to happen. And it all came to a head when I found out this is how it all really happened. You know, you get health insurance at the end of the year. There are incentives to get your health insurance premiums lower, right? So I was at work and I kept waiting after the last day, and I was like, I'm going to get everything in order by the time we go there so that I can get my lowest premium for my health insurance for the year.
That was your motivation.
That was right?
But that was your motivation.
That was it. But I didn't really do it, right? I every day I said I'm going to do it. I didn't do it, so it came to head. And I was like, oh, my gosh. So I purposely fasted, like, from 6 o'clock mm-hmm. in that evening. So I said, when I go in the morning, because my mind told me that my levers are going to be off. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to fast from 6 as opposed to 11, right? Got there first thing in the morning. Oh, my gosh. My blood sugar was 100 and something. I was fasting. I thought, oh, my goodness. That first sign, right? Mm-hmm. My weight was, of course, when they told me that I weighed, I think it was 239, I literally almost fell out of the chair because I wasn't going on the scale. I didn't want to know how much I weighed.
Wow.
I was like, oh, my gosh. My blood pressure was not very good either. I said, oh, my gosh. But the good thing is I had an appointment with my primary care doctor that same day. So I went into the office and I was like ready to barter with him. I said, we have a problem. What are we going to do about that? So that's really where I started that, when it really started.
And this was after the surgery,
this is
guys.
All after surgery.
After the surgery. Okay.
After surgery.
Wow.
It's actually about a year after surgery,
wow.
to be exact. It was about a year after surgery. But, you know, that's how... One of the good things is that it made me look at it, not just how I felt, mm-hmm. but how my patients feel.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times when you start taking your medication, you're thinking everything is going to be great. And as a provider, sometimes I'm thinking, well, are you taking your medication? And then they come in and it's like, yes, I am. And I'm like, but you shouldn't be feeling this way if you are.
Mm-hmm.
But then when the shoe was on the other foot and I was taking my medication because I didn't miss it, and I felt so horrible. I was like, oh, my goodness, this is how my patients feel.
Mm.
So that's what really prompted me to, okay, what am I going to do and how am I going to share that information once I learn?
Wow. Oh, my gosh, guys. She's got an amazing story.
Yeah.
I am just so excited for us to just dive into it more and more. If this is your first time ever tuning in, you're listening to Ready to Win. We come on the air every Saturday from 12 to 1, and we help families and children with special needs, and we help the community. We're helping everyone to get to be their best, healthiest self, and that's what we're focusing on now. And I'm so excited to have you on.
I'm so excited to be here.
Yay, Ms. Carrie Ann Lawrence. Yes, we're catching up. We're having like a sister reunion over here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want you guys to tune in. This show is called Ready to Win because we're winning over
mm-hmm.
here. And
yes.
So we want to play this first song. This is the song off of my new CD, Win.
Are you ready to win?
I am. So ready.
Are you ready to win?
to win.
I sure hope so. Yes. We're winning. And today we are here live in the studio with Miss Carrie Ann Lawrence.
Yes.
From Just Green Living. And we are talking about her life, her story, and her brand new book, Empowered Eating for a Healthy Lifestyle.
Yes.
So thank you so much for being here. We got Pastor Dab on the phone today. So I know she's there and she's enjoying the show so far.
Yes, I am. I'm really enjoying the show.
Awesome. Yes. Awesome. Keep an ear out on that phone to ring from the air conditioner man, though. All right. So we are so excited, you guys. Mm-hmm. I got a chance to talk with Miss Carrie Ann on the way over here.
Yes.
And she was telling me about a turning point in her life. And I, you know, we all have times in our life that something shifts for us. And we mm-hmm. say, the devil is a liar.
Right.
So, and something shifts and makes us totally change the direction of our life. Mm-hmm. And I want you to share that part of your story with us today before we go to a break.
Sure, absolutely. This was actually really major, and it really, really affected me in some ways. I worked at a particular company for a very long time, a hospital for a very long time. And when I was first diagnosed with thyroid cancer, I remember calling, because I usually work the weekends. I work 12-hour shifts. When I called the manager to inform her of my new diagnosis, that I was just diagnosed with thyroid cancer and I will not be able to work that weekend, I will be having surgery the following Tuesday. Her response was, well, you're not having surgery the weekend. Really? So, I had to go into, well, I have kids. But I knew I wasn't going to be there. So regardless of what the outcome was, I wasn't going to be there.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that was the first incident. And I was like, oh, my goodness, Jesus, take the wheel, because I don't know.
Because
this, how can you have such a diagnosis? And then that was her response. Her response is really just to have a body there. Didn't care if you feel well or not.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. The real turning point came when, as I told you, after surgery, I was not feeling well. I wasn't doing well at all after surgery. I was still working my two jobs.
Mm-hmm.
For Christmas, my son's birthday is, you know, the 28th, right after Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So I requested the weekend off early enough that she could find coverage.
Mm-hmm.
She said no.
Wow.
I said, okay. Well, at that point, I already decided that it was time to leave. I just didn't want to go because I thought the company did so much for me when
mm-hmm.
I was in school because I was working full time.
Mm-hmm.
I went to school for my nurse practitioner and they allowed me flexibility with my schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So this is you feeling obligated to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I said, okay, that's fine. So I gave my 2-week notice.
Wow.
Gave my notice and I was like ready to just move on because at that time, my health, this is my health.
That's
right.
And
you have to value that a little bit more than anything else.
That is so
okay?
true.
So I turned in my resignation, and it was, I kid you not, I was getting my nails done with my favorite nail stylist,
mm-hmm.
and she called, and what she wanted to ask me was not why I was resigning, was can I wait till after the holiday so she can hire someone for me to train before I leave?
Wow.
So she was not concerned about my health. She didn't value me. But on that day, I took back my life.
Wow.
I took control of my health and valued me, because people treat you as much as how you value yourself.
That's so true.
And I valued myself more than anything, money or anything else that I could get.
That is so awesome, you guys. If you're listening, stay tuned. We'll be right back after the break with more from Miss Carrie Ann Lawrence, an empowered eating for a healthy lifestyle, her new book.
Yeah.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Italy's president spoke quiet words of comfort to families of many of the dead in the Genoa bridge collapse at a state funeral held on the city's fairgrounds. Correspondent Zara Shackley has a report.
The unofficial death toll in Tuesday's collapse rose to 42 after rescuers found four bodies. Families of 19 of the dead had their loved ones' coffins brought to a fairgrounds pavilion for the funeral led by Genoa Cardinal Angelo Bagnasco. Among the coffins was that of an Albanian man who worked in Italy. Other funerals on Friday saw angry mourners who blame authorities for failing to keep the bridge safe. Before the state funeral began, President Sergio Mattarella paused in a silence before the coffins, then spoke briefly with each group of families. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan has died. His foundation announced his death today in Switzerland at the age of 80. With the race still too close to call, election officials in Ohio are set to count thousands of provisional ballots from the August 7th special congressional election.
Republican Troy Balderson holding a narrow 1,564-vote lead over Democrat Danny O'Connor in what is normally a heavily Republican congressional district. With about 3,400 provisional ballots to be counted, O'Connor is hoping to narrow the gap to a half a percent or less, which would trigger an automatic recount. Regardless of who wins, the two will face off again in the midterms just 10 weeks away.
That is correspondent Wally Hines on Capitol Hill. Mourners turned out last night in Frederick, Colorado, to honor the memory of a Colorado mother and her two little girls.
Really sorry for your loss.
People gathered at a vigil to honor 34-year-old Shannon, 4-year-old Bella, 3-year-old Celeste Watts. Police are holding their father in their murders. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Mostly sunny days through the weekend and through the week with highs around 93. Watch out, though, this weekend looking for a heat index of about 104. Mostly cloudy nights all week and week long. 75 will be the low. 30% chance of rain today and tonight, and 20% chance of showers Sunday through Monday night, and back up to 30% chance by Tuesday.
All right, guys, welcome back to Ready to Win. This is Star and Pastor Dab's there. And we do this radio program every Saturday from 12 to 1 to help children and families that have special needs. And you know what? We're helping people with real life issues. And today our special guest is Miss Carrie Ann Lawrence, and she is the author of the brand new book, Empowered Eating for a Healthy Lifestyle. And I'm just so excited to have her here right live in the studio. She's drinking her green smoothie for all of you guys that are watching us live.
That's right.
You want to hold that beautiful green smoothie up? She came prepared.
I did.
Yes. And I just love her spirit, you guys. I just love her as a person. She's so amazing. And she just got finished telling with us a turning point for her right before the break. And I'm just, you know, a lot of us have those turning points in our life where we have to take our power back. And, you know, one of the things that she said was people will use you and abuse you. And basically they'll put their health over your health. They'll get everything that they can get from you as long as you let them. But when she took control and told them, listen,
yeah,
enough is enough. I'm not just here for you to ask me to work till this, that, or the other. Right. You know, I'm a person too.
Right.
I matter too. I'm valuable as well, you know, and, mm-hmm. And she took control of her life, and I know that's been a huge turning point for her. I know it was scary, because it's always scary when you make those huge life changes mm-hmm. and those turning points. But tell us a little bit of how you dealt with that.
Well, you know, I do what I always did. I kept going. I mm-hmm. was happy. I was happier. I still didn't feel quite good. I remember distinctly, though, the first day, weekend, I didn't have to go to work, how I didn't even know how to function because I was so used to going seven wow. days a week. And I was like, oh, my God, my body's so tired. It's so tired. It can't even sleep. So I had that at first, but it got easier. But one of the things that I also noticed is that I didn't really get any healthier. Mm-hmm. I was still gaining weight. I still didn't feel good. And it was after that point where I, you know, tried to qualify for insurance and didn't. So the real journey started once I knew that day when I did not qualify and my numbers were off and I went to my doctor. I knew I had to change. Mm-hmm. So I went to a wedding. And on the way back from the wedding in August, August is a special month. I keep coming back to August. Most of my milestones occurred in August. Because August 5th is when I had surgery 4 years ago. And this again happened August 5th when I was coming back from my vacation. And I had a conversation with God because my kids were in the back sleeping. I think my mom was also, well, she wasn't sleeping, but she was there. And it was a nighttime, and I was thinking to myself, if I don't do something, something is going to happen. Because, you know, you have that impending doom. You feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just knew, I couldn't get healthier. And I said, and it just came to me that I also need to change the current job I had. It was an epiphany. I was like, oh, my goodness, you got to change your job. And it was so strong that he even told me where to go look for a job.
Wow.
And I was like, as soon as I got home, I'm going to do that. I said it to my mom. I was like, as soon as I got home, I'm going to do it. And I did. And there was a position there for me that I could apply for. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I applied for that position and got the position. But with that also came another pay cut, right? So it's like giving up your weekend job. So I was living on one salary, right? And mm-hmm. then taking another job that I'm going to cut my salary even more. Mm. But what? The lesson that I got out of that is I had to value me and my health more. And that's exactly what I did there. I mean, it was an hour in traffic to go to work. And this way, I don't have any stress going to work in traffic. I went there and I was immediately my stress level was down.
Wow.
It's like everything was down. And I was in a position where I could still thrive. And one of the things I did was when I got there, of course, me and my wellness thing, because I wanted to get better. Mm-hmm. So I shared it with everybody that was there. So I encouraged and I got them motivated and I did challenges. I started a Knockout Race to Healthy You challenge for the new year. And to my surprise, like I had like almost like one eighth of the hospital staff signed up.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's a small hospital, but that is amazing. I think it was like 60-something people who participated.
So in your very first challenge.
In the very first challenge.
Wow.
At work, and I was new to it. I was
wow.
new there.
Wow.
So that got me excited. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And ever since that, I'm known as the wellness person there.
That is so awesome. And we were talking about this on the way here about how, you know, when you're in that special place,
mm-hmm.
you know, one of another young lady, Z, I love her. Hi, Z, if you're out there watching or ever get to watch this, she just spoke so many wonderful blessings in my life. But she's one of the things that she said was, when you're doing what God wants you to do, is sweatless victory. And I remember that word. That is just like a prophetic word. And that's why I always remember.
I like that.
Sweatless victory. And that's what, you know, and we were talking about how when we were, in Mary Kay, she was like, I'm going to be a red jacket. I'm going to get three for
Never
fruit.
Got it.
And she wanted it so bad, you guys. She was like, I'm going to get it. And and she said she never got it.
No.
But then, you guys, here she is at her job doing her first wellness class, and 60 people sign up for it.
I was excited.
I mean, look at that. Sweatless victory.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the beginning.
That was the beginning of what's to come, because that motivated me.
Mm-hmm.
And after doing that for a little while, I was like, oh, my gosh, I had to make sure that I set an example. So that's what kept me on track.
Mm-hmm.
So they were my support system. They didn't even know it.
Wow.
But they were also my support system. So when they came and asked questions, I was happy to share. So wow. I shared and shared. And then eventually that's when I said, okay. And that's how I got to starting my own company, because I did enough, you know, did it enough times. I did cleanses. I did challenges. I did my smoothies. And I thought, oh, my God, I need to share this with the world.
Yes, I want to hear about those smoothies. And we have Miss Christine. Hey, Miss Christine.
Hey,
honey. She's watching us live.
Yes,
and we love her.
We love her so much.
And we were talking about those oils on the way over here, the doTERRA oils and everything. And all that is in her awesome book. So
that's how I really got, really, that was my push. Mm-hmm. It was my push. And then over time, I got healthier and I felt better and I started losing the weight. So remember I said I went up to almost 240 pounds.
Wow.
So I started feeling better. I would lose the weight. But over time, losing the weight, I kind of like plateaued with my health otherwise, because my A1s, my blood sugar level still was high.
Mm.
That would not come down. And normally that will come down whenever you lose weight. I mean, I'm lost 30 something pounds. Actually, it was like almost 50 pounds. I'm like, my blood sugar level is getting higher. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
What am I doing wrong? And after me just looking into things, August 14th last year was my last significant momentous turn in which I said, I'm going to go plant-based.
Wow.
And I went completely plant-based. And in 3 months after doing that, my A1C went from a 6 to a 5.5, completely all out of the pre-diabetic stage.
Wow.
And it was going up every month. Every 3 months I went back, it was a little higher. So it was down. My blood pressure was controlled. Over time, I also had sleep apnea. So I wore a CPAP machine for over 5 years. I went and got retested. And my doctor said that was not, you know, they're like, oh, no, you're going to still need it.
Wow.
No longer need a CPAP machine. So I reversed my sleep apnea. I reversed my my prediabetes. My blood pressure is controlled. I'm always telling everybody, saying, like, I will probably take a diuretic forever. Just because because when you're on several medication, I was like, I would probably take one until my blood pressure is like 105 over something. I'm going to still take one.
Oh.
So I take but my blood pressure is controlled. So I don't have issues with that anymore.
Wow.
I do take a diuretic still at night on occasion,
uh-huh.
most times. But I also use essential oils and all this stuff to help. So I use all of these natural remedies to help to get better. So it's an amazing journey, and it is all chronicled here in my book, Empowered Eating for a Healthy Lifestyle. One of the things that I did that was very significant for me was my 10-day, it's a 10-day jump start. So I did smoothies and I did eating healthy. I didn't eat, you know, the first time I did it, I had meat to it. But when I did it later on, I did not have any meat. I had my protein from my beans and my everything that you eat, anything plant-based has protein in it anyway. So your fruits, your vegetables, my leafy greens, all those things is what I stored up on. And that's how I got here. And then after a while, everything, the weight just melted off. I've lost over 75 pounds now.
Wow.
So the weight melted
August
off.
Of last year?
No. That's in total.
Okay.
In total.
Wow.
Since last year, I think it's like 25.
Now let
that
me,
was the last 25 I had
I
to go.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people out there. If you have questions and you're watching us Facebook Live, you can go ahead and type them in.
Or
and I know my mom, I think she has some questions. Or you can also call in 401-1413 if the line's not busy. But Pastor Dab, I know you had some questions as well. But I want to ask you this question, because we just did, at the beginning of the year, we always do the Daniel fast.
Mm-hmm.
And we love it. Really, really, we try to do that every single year to start the year off. And we stayed on it this time for 6 months. I feel like I gained so much weight.
What were you eating, though?
I don't know if I was eating too many beans. This is my question. I don't want to I'm asking you. I'm asking it in front of the whole world. Asking in front of the whole world. I want to blame all them beans. Did those beans blow me up, or was it everything?
No, they did not blow you up. I eat beans every day.
Yes, okay.
I eat beans every day. But it's also important, you know, because people, a lot of people say they have gas from beans, so you just have to know how to prepare them.
Right.
So you soak them, and then when you soak them for at least 4 or 5 overnight, you throw that water off and put another one on there if you're doing it from scratch. If you're doing the can, most people just want to pour it in, wash them off, rinse all that stuff off, and then you do it. Because you also have to think, when your body get used to eating something, then it acts differently. Detoxing out your body. Because remember, our body naturally detox itself.
Mm-hmm.
But why do we need a detox? We need it because over years of time, toxins are everywhere. There are environmental toxins. Mm-hmm. There are toxins in the food. Our body gives off waste. So what we need to do, we detox to optimize our organs so that our natural detox organs are working more effectively.
Okay.
So that's what you do. When you do all that stuff and then you introduce all your beans and everything else, your body usually accepts it much better, because I don't have any problems with bloating. I don't have any of that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
When I started eating beans at first, you may have that, but over time, your body gets adjusted.
Okay.
And it's just like anything else.
That's awesome. And another thing I know a lot of people ask questions about is getting enough protein mm-hmm. when they go completely plant-based. How do you make sure that you get enough protein?
My answer always is, there's protein in every single thing you eat.
Mm-hmm.
As a society, we take in too much protein anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Our bodies, for me and my frame, I really only need about 65 grams of protein a day.
Mm-hmm.
You get it from your green leafy vegetables. There's protein in your fruits. There's protein in your beans. There's protein in your nuts and seeds. There's protein in everything. I don't use those whey protein. I don't use any animal products. Mm-hmm. I don't use those extra protein powders or anything when mm-hmm. I'm making my smoothies. What I do get my natural protein from, your chia seeds. Chia seeds have protein mm-hmm. in there. They have your healthy fat, have your fiber, so you're getting a complete meal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Also, your hemp seed. Hemp seed has protein. Mm-hmm. It has healthy fats. It has everything. So when I make my smoothies, I implement all those things. Even for breakfast, I should show you my salad bowl is in my bag.
Mm-hmm.
I normally have a fruit salad. My breakfast is usually a fruit salad now because it's the summertime. I'm like, there's tons of fruit. I have mangoes, strawberries, bananas,
so
blueberries.
Good.
And I literally just have that for breakfast. I'm getting a complete, everything is there because what we have, the amino acids, our body stores, and then they're the building blocks of protein. So if they have the amino acids in there, then your body will make it. There's some essential ones that you mm-hmm. need, and you'll get those in the food that you eat. As long as you're eating a variety of foods, you will never have a problem with that. Because and one of the things I always tell people, I've never heard really, you know, too many people like dying from protein deprivation ever, unless you're in a country where there's, you know, different, you know, issues
right.
with eating. So if you're eating, you're gonna get what your body needs.
And you know, the key thing, like in the title of your book, is empowered eating for a healthy lifestyle. Like, this is not like some fad diet, which most people are used to, just
right.
a fad diet, or like, you know, for me, it's like a low carb. So mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you, because you're right here. Might as well. Let's just
go ahead
and talk about the elephant in the room, like those carbs and all of the, all those carbs. Do you count your carbs?
I do not count
I
carbs.
I am like such a conscious carb counter. Like,
I do not count carbs because carbs is what give you energy.
Carbs is what gives your
body is naturally designed to run off carbs. Carbs is your fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I don't count calories. I don't count carbs. Calories are antiquated to me. What I do, though, is I watch what I'm eating. If you're a conscious eater, right, there's a difference in the calories that you're going to get from a piece of steak than I'm going to get from my beans.
Mm-hmm.
It's a completely different that I'm going to get from my green vegetables than from I get from, you know, a burger or mm-hmm. whatever you're eating. So when I'm eating, I eat till I'm full or satiated,
mm-hmm.
and then I move on. I never worry about anything else because I'm not having all those extra inflammatory foods in my diet. I don't use any dairy products. That's not, you know, that's inflammatory.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, inflammatory to your system. Lots of people have allergens to them. You just have to look at your body. I don't eat all those heavy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't worry about any of that. I eat a lot. People say, how I eat so much. I eat constantly.
Wow.
I'm always eating. But I eat stuff smoothies or, you know, my vegetables and my fruit. And I make, my mom loves, like, she's a great baker. So she's making all these stuff with potatoes and sweet potatoes and all these things for me. So I eat a lot of sweet potatoes. I eat a lot of squash. I eat all those carbs, vegetables, because it's good for you. That's fuel that's going to run me.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You guys are getting to hear it right here live. We are talking with Miss Carrie Ann Lawrence, you guys. Mm-hmm. Empowered Eating for a Healthy Lifestyle. You got to go check out her book and her Facebook page.
Yes. You can join me at Just Green Living on Facebook. I'm all things social media, Just Green Living. And one of the things that, just since you were talking to healthy eating, I am starting a free water challenge starting September 3rd. And I would love if you guys all join me. Just request it. The group is Just Green Living on Facebook. It'll be us drinking at least half your body weight. But my goal is to get you to at least a gallon. So half your body weight to a gallon. So that's going to be the challenge for September. Just drinking water, because water can change your health. It lubricates your joint. We're 65-70% of us made up of water. And one of the things that we're not doing is hydrating ourselves properly, especially here in the summertime when it's really hot. You get these headaches. A lot of times it's because you're not hydrated. What happens is, if you're not fully hydrated, your blood vessels are going to constrict, so it's not going through. So sometimes you can have high blood pressure. So all these things you've got to take into consideration. Hydration is super, super important. And besides, it flushes toxins out the body. Mm-hmm. So guess what? It's going to help you go regular, too.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, you may.
All right. So I always hear about people saying drink half your body weight in water. Does that count like tea or coffee? Can you drink half your body weight in coffee?
No. Can't drink half your body weight in coffee.
Just wondered.
No.
Tea.
You can use your tea. You can use your tea to add to it. But what are you adding to that tea? Is it just like you're doing your natural green tea with your water? So you're adding no sugar and no milk or no those other stuff to it. Uh-huh. So if you do it just the pure tea, that is okay. But you don't have to understand, you don't want too much caffeine either.
Okay.
So it depends on what you're drinking. So coffee, I always, I'm on the side of no.
Okay.
But you can get them if you don't want to drink a lot of water from your fruits that are lots of water. So your watermelons have a lot of water in them, pineapples, your strawberries, your oranges. So you can eat your water, so to speak, with those fruits.
Awesome. What
about the liquid stevia? Can we use that?
Yes, you can use stevia. Yes, because it's zero calories, and your body just wastes that out when you put it in. Yes, you can. Awesome. And one of the things people always ask me what I use, a lot of dates. I love measured dates.
Oh,
that's what I use for my sweetener, because they're very sweet. They're full of fiber and nutrients for the body, so it's giving me healthy stuff. And I just blend that up and put it in. Even bacon, I blend it up and stick it in there and put it in the oven.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Hi, Joyce Wynn. I see you said hello.
Well, hey, Joyce. How are you? Thank you so much for listening.
Yes. Keep saying hi to people that are watching Facebook Live. Thank you guys for watching. Thanks for tuning in.
Time to ask another question?
Yeah, you have time to ask another question. Go ahead.
I didn't mean to interrupt. I was going to ask you, like, how much, when you do your juicing, how long does, how much do you juice for, like, for the whole week? And how many ounces do you have to have for like a week's time?
Okay, one of the things that I normally, most times, I do my smoothies every day. But you can make it, and in your refrigerator, I can say you keep it up for maybe 2, max 3 days in your refrigerator. You can also freeze them, because a lot of my clients, they freeze their, I make it and freeze it and teach them how to do that. So you can keep it in the freezer for, I think it's several weeks, actually, because once it's frozen, it's frozen. When you put them in the mason jars, though, people always say, do they break? They don't. If you make sure that you leave enough room for it to expand, because when it freezes, it's going to expand. So don't fill it all the way up to the top. And I also always say, do not turn the cover so tight that it's hard to open. And then that will give it enough room for it to expand when you put it in the freezer, and you should be fine.
Oh, okay.
That's but awesome. Normally, yes. But normally I make mine every day, because I make mine every day. My serving size, I burn a lot of calories. I always say I burn up stuff because I work out a lot. So therefore, I normally do like a 32 ounce. But for the most people, 16 ounces are fine. 24 ounces, you know, for a single serving is good.
And that's like your first meal of the day?
I had one when I worked out. It was because I worked out before I came this morning. So I already had one this morning. So this is my second one. The one this morning was only 16 ounces.
Okay.
So therefore, I was like, I really know I need it. So I made this one very special, actually. I put a lot of stuff in there. What do I have? I have spinach in this one. I use pumpkin seeds because pumpkin seeds are so rich in stuff. And it also has a lot of, for people with anemia issues, pumpkin seeds are good. What else do I have in here? Bananas, fresh pineapples and mangoes. So that's what I put in here. I made this right before I came to see you.
I'm going to have to get her to make me one, guys. She is so awesome. She's looking like super healthy over here, just like her cover of her book.
This book is nice. And you can pick this up at justgreenliving.com/ourbooks or you can go to www.empoweredeatinglifestyle.com. So those are two sites you can get it from.
Wow. I told you we're going to have you back on because it's already 12:54. And, my goodness,
it'll
the time
be my
just
pleasure
flies
to come back.
By. Maybe we can have her back on and she can go over some of the recipes in her book and talk about some of the specific things and how they can get started and tell them
absolutely.
About the coaching. Stuff. And there's just so much more to talk about. So much more to talk about. We're not even going to play another song. I just want to give you guys a couple of announcements really quickly for some things that we did this week with Gabe and some things we want you guys to be mindful of is we went to Sensory Town. That's a new gym here in the Jacksonville area. It's an awesome gym for all children, but it really helps children that have special needs. And it's right here off of Bay Meadows and Phillips Highway. We just rode by there on the way here to the studio. And it's an amazing gym. My son is so happy to be able to have a place that he can fit in there. So I always want to talk about things that are helping our community to be able to have a special place to go. So that's definitely an awesome place. Sensory Town. That's T-O-W-N-E. And they also just got approved to take the Gardner Scholarship. So that's amazing. So you'll be able to even use some of your it's so educational there, and you'll be able to use some of your education funding for that. We do want to make sure that you guys are liking our music pages, Starfield's Music. We were able to be with the Noteworthy Live Band yesterday, and we have another performance tonight at Jazzland. And you guys know all of the proceeds from anything that we do musically help to continue our efforts here with our nonprofit organization, Giveaway Foundation. And this morning, I opened up a Patreon page. So if anyone would love to be one of our patrons and to be able to help us continue to do what we do, you can go on to patreon.com/giveawayfoundation, or you can just go straight to our website, www.giveawayfoundation.org, and there's a big donate button there that will allow you to be able to give towards the awesome things that we do here in our community to help families and children that have special needs. So we thank you so much. We want you guys to be in prayer for Gabriel this week as he will have another eye surgery on Wednesday. So make sure you're praying for him. And I just want to thank you again, Miss Carrie Ann, for being on Ready to Win. I'm so excited, you guys. Our brains were like totally turning while we were driving over here. I'm so glad she rode with me in the car. I mean, I can just tell this God is going to do something great. He just connected us back together after 8 years. And I'm just so proud of you. And I just, you know, going to leave the mic open for any final words that you want to say about your book and what you want to talk about the next time you come, because there's got to be a next time.
Right?
Yeah, and it can be next week or whenever you want to come back. We would love to have you back.
I'd love to be here.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to say thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to share my first book with your audience,
Yay!
Empowered Eating for a Healthy Lifestyle. And again, my name is Carrie Ann. I am your wellness activator, owner, and founder of Just Green Living, LLC, a health and wellness company, in which I help women, especially with chronic conditions, bring balance to their mind, body, spirit, and soul using natural solutions. I also, you can find me anywhere, social media is Just Green Living. Again, I have my water challenge that will be starting on September 3rd. I would love for you guys to join my group because this is a support group in which I'm going to try to build in order that we can help each other to get to our optimal health. And again, thank you so much for this opportunity, Star. I had a wonderful time, and yes, I will come back next Saturday.
Yes, awesome. So next Saturday, we'll have part two, and I'm going to have me a green mason jar up here. We'll have to bring one for, look, Alan says he wants one,
too. I'm going to have to bring two.
Okay, we'll have to bring two of those green mason jars. So thank you guys out there for watching us on Facebook Live. Like and share these videos, and thank you so much, Carrie Ann, for being here. You've been listening to Ready to Win. This is Star.
Pastor Dab.
I heard you, baby. And we're live in the studio today with Miss Carrie Ann Lawrence from Just Green Living and with her new book, Empowered Eating for a Healthy Lifestyle. Thanks so much.
All right.
Woo!
Thank you. Thank you so much, Facebook, for watching.
You've been listening to Ready to Win, turning disabilities into unique abilities, an empowered hour to help you and your child with special needs. You're encouraged to get involved in our local special needs community. Learn more at giveawayfoundation.org. That's giveawayfoundation.org. And remember, you're always equipped to win.